Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. It's training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Welcome to Foxborough, Gillette Stadium, on this Saturday, July 26th, day three of Patriots training camp, the 2014 edition. As always, you have Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart, recently returned from the practice field. We had a little diversion up to get a little lunch in between, but back. Right. And first day of pads, fellas. A little excited about that?
I was.
A little bit?
Then I got a little disappointed.
Me too.
Because I didn't think the practice was as
little lackluster.
Lively as I thought
it
would be.
Yeah, that's the good way to put it, Paul. Good way to put it. But we have some good news with regard to attendance and the PUP and NFI lists. We saw a little Tommy Kelly today, and this time when
I
he came out
big
to practice,
Tommy Kelly.
He had pads and a helmet.
Indeed.
For the first time.
And he was out on the field doing a little bit of stuff.
Kind More of. Than he has been, though.
Sprinkle. Oh, yeah. Certainly. He was, I mean, in pads, in helmets. I got to assume, although they don't announce it, he's off PUP and is now in the mix, and he'll just work his way up. But, I mean, they went to field goal block late in practice. He was out
there
line, did some stuff early in practice, pre-practice. But he didn't have game pants on or practice pants,
no,
so
but
he wasn't in the mix of, say, team drills and stuff in the middle.
But good to see him after only a couple of days.
Oh, hell yeah.
Working his way back, because we were a little disappointed that he started off there. But, hey, he made a quick recovery. Back
ACLs
out there,
so. Heal in different rates.
They do.
His, Gronk's, Nate Byam's, who had healed,
they
but
said,
then they said,
they sell him.
Buy him!
Mm-hmm.
They waved to him.
Buy him and sell him. other little attendance notes before we get a little bit more into it.
There's a lot of littles.
We mentioned Greg Orton, the receiver who went down during practice yesterday, was not out there today. Neither was Jamaya Thomas, the rookie defensive
now you're
back
sure,
for the
right?
second.
I... Because Jamea missed him. No, he wasn't out there. I didn't see him.
No, he was not. Daxton Swanson, who came up with a nice pick of Jimmy Garoppolo yesterday, also not out there. Didn't
that's unfortunate.
Understand why, because he looked like he made some nice plays.
My Based on the way Garoppolo was throwing the ball, they cut him because he only had one pick. I kid.
And the rest of the
Saturday Comedy Hour with PFW.
The rest of the list were guys who were on aforementioned lists. Aaron Dobson, Matthew Slater, Alfonso Dennard, Deontay Skinner, Dominique Easley, Jeremy Gallen, and Chris Martin remain out of action. May or may not have seen Chris Martin.
I term it that every day. I don't know that I've ever seen Chris Martin.
If I saw him now, I don't know if I would recognize him.
I don't think he's out there.
But we have seen those other guys, Dobson, Slater, Dennard, Easley, Gallen. Those guys have been rehabbing during practice. So
Skinner?
Skinner, yes. I believe we saw today as well. Yes. So fairly healthy after a few days of camp. There's enough activity going on out there. Guys, I thought... with the first day of pads, we obviously saw more emphasis on the running game than we had the previous 2 days.
Yes.
But we did see still a lot of passing, and I thought Darrell Revis stood out to me because we, for the first time, got to really see him in action, and he came down with a couple of fantastic picks during the team periods and in 7-on-7. And I thought Danny Amendola had a good day.
I agree.
Catching the ball.
I actually thought both Amendola, I think Edelman's had a really good start to camp all 3 days, and I thought Amendola joined that mix. I thought both those guys, the returning sort of surefire receivers who have roles, really stood out. Amendola had a nice one-handed diving catch.
Very nice.
Amendola had a nice body adjustment catch, which Paul and I remarked both kind of looked like the Wes Welker Super Bowl play.
Similar.
A little different. No, other side of the field, but the body control kind of spinning around. And, you know, he didn't have somebody ready to, you know, unload on him. But, I thought both those guys had good days. Although I still think, in general, the passing game has been pretty poor. And I think the quarterback play has been pretty disappointing from all three guys. There's no question Garoppolo's been the worst. He looks like a rookie. He's trying to check down as often as possible, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think pretty sure all three quarterbacks threw picks today, multiples for, I believe, Mallett and Garoppolo.
Multiple for Brady, too. Well, if you count 7-on-7.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the quarterback and passing game play has been subpar.
But, I agree.
But before anybody goes to the nearest bridge and wants to jump off, that often happens in training camp, where we see the defense very often has the edge, at least in the beginning, until the offense and the quarterback and the receivers kind of get their
timing
landmarks.
Together.
So don't read too much into that yet. Overall, but Paul alluded to it earlier.
Still no Gronk. Just like we talked about last year this summer, Gronk has not been part of the 7-on-7s or the full teamwork. So that's a big difference, and that's obviously a guy that's going to be tough to cover. We'll see how the secondary looks when he's out there.
You mentioned earlier, Paul, being disappointed a little bit in the level of activity with the
There was plenty of hitting, and they did some 9-on-7 work. They did some work with the half of the line when they were working on the running game and stuff. And Andy's boy, Jimmy Devlin, he was bringing the lumber.
Him and
Dante Hightower had a couple of really memorable clashes and some good hits. So I'm not trying to suggest that it wasn't a physical practice. It was. And it was the first time. Matter of fact, the coaches several times had to implore everybody to try to stay on their feet because during the running game, the running work, the running backs were getting knocked to the ground often. So there was some physicality going on out there. I just, you know, sometimes, I don't know, I guess we got the pads. You finally got the pads, and you're expecting maybe a little bit more than you get, and maybe that's where I fell today.
I don't know if you guys got a chance to watch one of my favorite drills, the one-on-one pass rush drill between the O and the D lines.
From about 80 yards away with a line of people in between.
Well, yeah, but I mean, with the binoculars, you can at least see the numbers and who's getting the
I know Ridley got in once.
In the pass rush drill?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really having a hard time with you. I just was talking about 80 yards away. You couldn't see.
No, that was goal line.
I was talking about goal line.
But a guy who
I'm really struggling.
I don't know if you got to see it, but a guy who I thought had a good day and had to have a good day was Jake Beckett.
Didn't see
in the one-on-one drills. He won his matchups each time he got in there. The likes of Jordan Devey, Cameron Fleming, you know, younger guys.
Well, Fleming's a legit
future. But the fact that he was winning the battles is good for him.
Sure.
He at least needs to win his battles, no matter who he's up against.
Yeah, I asked Tavon Wilson today if this was a make-or-break camp for him. I would say the same about Jake Beckett. I mean, I think those two guys are in make-or-break times in their careers and their careers in New England.
And we saw a little bit more from Wilson today.
Well, because Tavon to see what he can do. Yeah, Tavon Wilson getting some good reps with the
since Kevin's taking the
at the safety position next to the likes of Devin McCourty, Darrell Revis, and Brandon Browner.
Right.
So he was out there. That's a day after Chung was out there, which was a day after
Wilson was out there. Now
Harmon also out there.
Harmon, yes. they had two different runs as they all as they do every day, and Harmon was out there with McCourty for the second run. But yeah, interesting to see that clearly they're giving him some run early here.
Tavon to see what he can do.
And I think that you might see a situation, where, you know, sometimes the veterans are in that early round of cuts.
Yes.
You know, I think that they want to make a decision on him. No, I think they want to make that. I think they want to find out as soon as
they want to give him every opportunity.
Yes.
To prove that he still belongs here. I kind of agree with that too. I predicted he was going to be this year's Jermaine Cunningham, and I think we saw last year Jermaine Cunningham got fed as much as possible, and then they finally were just like, "Wow, we can't do it anymore."
Right.
They fed him until they got fed up.
But Wilson, to his credit, had another one of those, and he has it every year, it seems like, either in practice or when he does get in a game. A ball is tipped, and the pass ball bingo, he's the bingo. He's in the right spot at the right time, and he made the play.
Just needs to do that more
often. Needs to do that more often and
much more often.
Be nice if he did it without having the ball
seven snaps, Andy. I don't know how much better.
You prorate that over 500 snaps, and you're talking some records.
That's a high scoring defensive player.
Final thoughts on the day from both of you guys. What you took away most from what we saw today,
Paul? I'll let you begin.
Well, one guy that Andy and I were talking about, not necessarily a final takeaway, the big tight end, Justin Jones.
Oh, yeah, he can block.
Physical guy, obviously has a lot of size, so you kind of figured that, you know, but sometimes you're so tall and he's a little bit thin, you wonder how physical he was. I thought he held his own with Chandler Jones a couple of times.
I also talked to him for a little bit. Surprisingly polished for a guy who, not coming out of a football
school,
had academic issues, missed a year, you know, just seemed very veteran professional when addressing the media.
Yeah, so he's a guy that kind of stood out to me, and my little early camp binky would be Malcolm Butler, although he did have one glaring torching today by Edelman.
Yeah.
Got him on a back shoulder fade, and
he
was not ready for it, tried to put on the brakes and fell down. But overall, I think he's competitive, and he continues to get reps with the guys that we, you know, expect to be part of the secondary.
My final takeaway would be, when he doesn't give up on plays, Darrell Revis looks like a Hall of Fame cornerback.
Seriously, what was he doing?
I was comparing it to Randy Moss. When he decides that that rep is over, he stops. And if the guy is, because there was one rep in the middle of the field, he had Julian Edelman blanketed on a crossing pattern.
Yes.
And then just before the ball was thrown, he just broke it off and started to jog back to the line of scrimmage. Edelman kept going, caught the ball. It was like, I did my job. And again, that would have been done. I'm done. A couple times he was covering somebody, and then when they like turned to open hips and run downfield, he just didn't go with it.
He didn't go. He let them keep going.
You know, for years I've been saying I want a pass rusher who takes plays off.
Yes.
Well, I think we finally have a cornerback who takes plays off.
Hopefully,
do with that what you may.
Hopefully just in practice.
Yes.
And not when the game
actually because he looked fine. He had a tremendous body control interception.
Yeah.
At the line of scrimmage, he's been just getting in guys' mugs and blanketing them. But when he decides the play's over, he just stops.
I was remarking at that, too, with some of the people we were sitting with.
And hoping he's not hurt. And based on the fact that he keeps coming back and makes plays and does things, I don't see how he could be hurt.
And you couple that with his comments from yesterday about how he felt better, best condition that he's been in. And I find it hard to believe that he would be getting as many reps as he's been getting the last few days if he is, in fact, nursing some sort of leg injury.
I did hold my breath a little bit.
Covering kicks today.
Yeah, he was on the second kickoff unit.
Right. I held my breath a little bit when he made one particular interception and stayed on the ground a little bit, rolled on his back.
On Edelman on the deep ball.
Yeah, on the deep ball. And I thought, oh, boy, something like a hamstring or ankle or whatever. Something happened there. But he got
going.
And
I think he's the Randy Moss of cornerbacks.
Well,
we now have him.
You know what? Our buddy Tommy Curran sort of threw that out there about a week ago about possibility of, you get him out there, you see what he can do, you get him comfortable, and then you put him in bubble wrap for the rest of the preseason. Mm-hmm. And you know that he's going to do what he needs to do and prepare the way he needs to.
If that's the case, I'm a little concerned that he's playing on kickoff team, though, getting reps out there.
I joked with
Randy Moss never did that.
I joked with Andy, he's, more or less a one-year deal. We can't re-sign him.
Get the most out of him?
They want me to play special teams. Right. I need to sign in there.
Right, right. Well, it was another great day outside, good weather, so you don't have to worry about sloppiness with the ball. There were some storm clouds threatening, but they held off. It was a good crowd again today.
First
day of pads. Training camp is starting to get in a little bit of a groove here.
And one day late, happy birthday to Foxborough's Danny Nickerson, who was on the field, and the entire team sang happy birthday to him. I think he heard it. He was having a little bit of a six-year-old moment at the time, kind of battling his mother when he was
nice
out
moment.
There with Robert Kraft and Gronk and the team. But it was very cool to see him. And if you don't know the entire story, I would urge you
to Google Danny Nickerson, Fox.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool to have him out there. And happy birthday.
By the way, Andy, 13,819.
13,819. The paid unpaid attendance.
It was a good day. It was a good day overall in Foxborough. And hopefully tomorrow, Sunday, will be just like that as well. If you can get down here, great. If not,
paid attendance was three.
If
three
not,
<months. laughs>
tune into the podcast. We will be back tomorrow for another Patriots Training Camp podcast. See you then.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.